working on. Our manager's report, as always, is brought to you by San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It's better. And we thank the skipper of the San Diego Padres, Mike Schilt, for joining us again this morning. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning. How are we doing?
Good. We're emotional fans. We're a wreck.
We're a wreck. I get it, man.
You know, we were talking on our roundtable yesterday, and this morning it's a post from Bill James, the Red Sox stats guru. He said, fans of a 500 team overreact to every win and loss. A good team, you know, you can't win them all. A 100-loss team, you get used to it. But a 500 team, emotionally, you're just as good as the last 24 hours. And I don't know. Are you sensing that maybe is what's going on here in San Diego? Just we can't handle these swings, you know, every week and every other week. What's happening with your team right now?
I can't speak for that. But it makes sense to me.
Yeah,
I get it.
Yeah, that's how it kind of goes.
I get it.
Well, and you know, I was thinking about it too, talking to Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning. I got two little boys, and I always tend to see the good in them, even when they do things that I'm not in favor of, Skip. And I always look for the good in what they're doing. I know you're the same way with your team and your guys. All right, I'll flip it on you and ask you, what is it about your team that maybe, I don't know, driving you crazy like my kids do to me sometimes as well?
I understand the question. I get it completely. I'm not a rose. I tend to end on a positive scale. I tend to give people benefit of the doubt.
Sure.
I recognize how hard this game is. I mean, that question kind of sets me up a little bit. I get it. I don't know what you mean to tell you. I'm not going to go Full Metal Jacket with anybody because I don't have to.
Sure.
But the other thing is, I wouldn't. You'll get to know me. Look, I'm never going to air anybody out on anything publicly. But the thing is, right now, there's nobody to air out. There's nothing. I lose sleep out of frustration for our group and the people that are listening. That is sincere. Those emotions that people are feeling and the frustration, I get it. I understand it completely. I would lose sleep if I had a group of guys that, and I alluded to it last night, you know, and again, we're both, you know, your analogy's accurate, you know, look, I love these guys, you know, and love can be blind, but I've done this a while.
Yeah.
And, you know, fortunately I've had a lot of teams that are similar to this, thankfully, or otherwise I wouldn't have this job. And that being a group of guys that, you know, have really grown into, not only in some cases grown, in some cases just, you know, and actually in most cases, the best version themselves we're getting every day. You know, I have the privilege of being able to walk in the clubhouse and see how people go about their business, staff, players, and then I have the privilege to be in a dugout, which I've been in since I was 8 years old, and recognize what appropriate preparation and effort is. And so, and I've, over the course of, you know, the 100 years I've done this, it feels like, which is great, and I want 100 more, recognize when it's not right.
Yeah.
And have a responsibility to address it. But there's nothing on my list every day that goes, man, this is a huge red flag. You know, the fact of the matter is 5 days ago, we'd have had this conversation. You'd be like, club's looking great.
100%.
Here we go. And granted, I can't erase 5 days. Wouldn't try. Actually, I probably wouldn't last 5 days, to be honest with you. but then we go out and play, get five quality starts in a row, out-hit our opponent, lose five games. You know, you want to start to point a finger at somebody? I don't know. You want to feel like you need to blame somebody? I don't blame me. You know, do what you got to do, you know. But – you know, there's nothing glaring that says this club isn't doing this, and this to put themselves in a position to win. We just aren't getting it done. We're not hitting runners in scoring position. We're not getting a big hit. We're not syncing up our pitching and our hitting enough. We've gotten the good pitching, as I mentioned. Randy did a nice job of settling down and getting to the seventh, you know, and we gave it up immediately. So, you know, Long answer to your question, but that's what I got for you.
No, and the question was not meant to be a setup. It was more like when I watch the team, and I've watched the team, the thing that has probably frustrated me as a fan the most is base running, because running in the outs just kills you, and, you know, getting picked off, leading the major leagues and guys getting picked off.
That's real.
And I know you want them to be aggressive. I do, but Jerickson Profar also said, we've got a skipper that lets us just play baseball. Is there a time for you, or has that time already come, where you're like, I got to clamp this down because running in the outs is hurting us more than it's helping us right now?
Yeah, no, that part's, I mean, I get it. I got to own up for that. The reality of that is, though, and I appreciate the quote from Pro, means a lot. And I want guys to feel that way. I also want people to appreciate it from my lens is there is a trust factor. You know, I've said this and done it and been a part of it at basically every level and won championships or been a part of an organization or team that's won championships. And those championships really take place regardless of level in the identity of a club. And what I'm getting at is championship players think and do for themselves. They just do. Now you say, well, what's your job, dude? What are you doing? Sitting back and, you know, just hanging out.
Just letting them run wild.
Yeah, no. The job actually, for that to really work, is a partnership with the players and a work that takes place on a daily basis. Now, that's our job. We love it. That requires hours of preparation from a staff to put down, to boil down something that is simple and actionable for the players to be aware of, for us to work on, and then they own it and then go play. And there is freedom in that. And so when you have that structure, you have that partnering, you have that preparation, it allows you to go out and play free and make aggressive but also good decisions. Now, I feel like other than the last, you know, 5 days or so, we've done that very, very well. The last 5 days, I feel like we've made decisions because, and this is another trait that I think is positive, but I'm not alibying, you know, the mistakes. I'm not. I'm just trying to explain from my chair the genesis of them is that when you got a group of guys that care and care factor's high, and that's the thing that people listening and what you alluded to. And by the way, I don't mind you asking the question earlier. I'm just sharing my thoughts.
Sure.
You can ask whatever you want. I'm a grown man. I'll cry later. but it gets magnified. My point being is when you have a group that has a high care factor, just like people listening, just like people frustrated and, you know, who's to say how people react? Not my gig, but that's the point of it. Is when you have a care factor that is that high from a playing group, and maybe in certain circumstances, they're looking to do things to make things happen because they're like, man, we want this. And then they err on the side of aggression to do it. That's actually a good trait. It's a good trait. Because have you ever seen teams that don't have that trait, that don't have a high care factor consistently, that aren't pushing the envelope, aren't trying to make things happen?
Sure.
Those teams aren't real fun to watch. And I can tell you what, I've not been on any of them for a long period of time. Those are the teams that have issues. And those are the times when you ask me the first question that you say, hey, we got to figure this out because we're not providing an effort level and we're not pushing it and we're not learning. And there's one of the last things is, that's two things. You also, and I know they're big leaguers, but you learn what that looks like. You learn from that aggression. You learn from that mistake. And then we move on. And there you go. And then the last one is, once you have that environment where players can think and do for themselves, which we have, and you trust the IQ of their players, I don't know if there's a person on this call that doesn't want to go and allow themselves to go to their place of employment or to have a relationship in their personal lives that they can't be trusted. They want to be trusted, and they want to be free and allow themselves within parameters to be themselves. And when you have that, you have some pretty good things. Now, the last 5 days, who the heck is happy about that, that dons the brown and yellow?
Mike Schilt, the manager of the Padres, is with us. Good stuff, as always. Now, you said it's not time to go full metal jacket. You did go at least partial metal jacket on Eric Bauckes last night. And I know you're not going to blame umpiring for a loss. That's not your style. The call was atrocious. It's unacceptable for a game to end that way. I just kind of want to ask you, so when you go out there, you know the game's over. They're not going to change the call. Does what you say to the umpire, do you hope that maybe it leaves an impression for the next day? Is that kind of to just make sure you know you've the players, that you've got their backs? What's kind of the thought process in your mind when a game ends like it did last night?
I haven't had many games in like that. And to your point, you know, we went 1-for-14 at runners scoring position. We had chances to not even be in that position,
sure,
not have to even be in the bottom of the ninth. So we got to start there. We got to accept our role in it. That being said, you know, look, like I said last night, I respect the umpiring profession highly. I grew up clubhouse kid, shining umpire shoes and doing their uniforms for, you know, 6 years. And I got to see and live, you know, with those guys right after games in the clubhouse at Old Crockett Park. The umpire's room was right by the visiting clubhouse. They actually, I mean, get this set up. They had to walk through the visiting clubhouse to get to their locker room, which was right next to it. And I'd come down after doing a scoreboard, and not every night, but enough. And that was, you know, a little different era, too, in the early 80s, mid-80s. And, I mean, dudes would be beating on the door, you know, managers, players, you know, kicking at the door, trying to get in. I had to, you know, we had to lock the door. And so, man, it's a rough existence, man. But that being said, gosh darn, you know, you end a game on a call like that, cronies, you know, down 0-2. Pro grabs a bag with two strikes with a base hit away from tying the game. We got Suarez. Feel pretty good about life, you know, being able to, you know, grab that one and, you know, give us the best chance. And you know, you don't ever want to take the game away from the players on the field. You know, after the game, what do you say? I mean, heck, during the game, I was doing my best to try to get his attention. And, you know, I couldn't yell any louder. I was like, man, like, I know this dude can hear me. And he just he just ignored me. So after the game, what do? You got them, you know, on the field shaking hands. You know, it's like, at that point, damage is done. You tell them what you think in a few words that we can't repeat. And then that's it. But, man, that was a bad way to end the ball game.
No question about it. Talking to Mike Schilt here on Ben and Woods this morning, and I talked earlier about it in the show today, Skipper, that, you know, when I'm watching a team that's scuffling right now and had dropped at the time 4 in a row, and I'm watching, you know, Pro lay down a bunt to play for a tie in the fifth and the Merrill bunt. I know you talked about it in your post game after, but am I crazy? I mean, from my perspective is, it feels like pressing. It feels like an unconfident team. And you guys have shown the ability to string hits together a bunch of times this year and score multiple runs. I don't know. I'm not saying I necessarily don't understand it. I just wonder, is that the best way that you guys thought this is the best way we can win this ball game tonight? Because, you know, with the pickoff of Toddy and then two bunts given away, that's three outs given away out of 27, and that's the one I was kind of scratching my head at last night.
Yeah, man, I mean, listen, all due respect, you're going to ask me a tough question. I'm going to come back to you.
Sure.
I mean, you watch us play this year, right?
Yes.
I mean, okay. How many big innings of those innings have you started and worked through bunts? The thing about the bunt is it's very polar because
it is.
It's so polar because there's so many people that love the fact that we play small ball and we've won, and the small things lead to big things. It's a mentality that says, especially when you're not scoring, all right? So, yeah, and you can say, well, you're giving up an out, you're not scoring. What's the logic there? But if you look and go back to a lot of our bigger innings, there's a bunt involved.
I love the bunt for hit. I love it. I think it's great. And, like, Wadey's done a great job at it, and certain guys have dropped him down, I think, in really good situations. It just, at when I watch it, I'm going, ah, gosh, I hope it, my thing is, I hope it doesn't come back to hurt us later by giving up and out, you know, to another pretty good big league team. And, you know, I know we tied the game there in the fifth. I just, my thing is, I don't know, desperate's not the right word. It's pressing.
That's not even close to the right word.
Yeah, pressing is just kind of how
But I don't understand that. I mean, I understand you can debate whether you should or shouldn't. But pressing, like, that's fundamental. Like, we tied the game and it wasn't good enough for you. Like, we put ourselves in a position to tie the game again. Now you say, well, but at home, you typically play for the win, or the tie, rather. Not all the time, but because you have that opportunity. On the road, you typically may play for the win a little bit more. That's not an absolute, but that goes back to baseball 101, at least the way I was raised.
That's what I was going to say.
Can I step in here? Because I think I want to moderate this. I think Woods is so confident in what Pro's done at the plate and what Jackson Merrill has done the plate, just putting good balls and line drives in play.
That's where
he's just like, oh, I want to see more. I want to see more swings from those guys.
Look, you got the easiest job in the world.
Yeah, 100%.
Of course.
It's all hindsight.
But here's the only thing I'll say to you, and I don't want to get in this big debate about it.
There's no doubt.
I really don't. I didn't, you know, really not what I want to do here, but at all. But, you know, as far as desperate, that's a strong word, cuz. The guy's just trying to get a bunt down to move a runner to try to put him in a position to tie a game or win a game because two guys moved over. So there's nothing desperate or panicky about it. I mean,
and Woods said that was not the right word. He said pressing. I think pressing is something that happens when people care a lot. And I agree with you, Mike, that your team cares a ton.
But we can go around and around. I don't feel it to be pressing or not. I mean, again, you can have an opinion about it.
Sure.
That's fine. You can have an opinion about it being pressing. I'm just telling you my opinion.
Okay.
Bring me on here for my opinion.
I appreciate it. All right, last thing, because I want to end, because you do have some really good positives going on. With two of your top pitchers out, you have had guys step up and deliver really solid starting pitching performances. You got Fernando Tatis Jr., who just got 8 hits in a row, doing some amazing things. Even with the losses, there were some good things this week that I'm sure you want to highlight.
Yeah, I mean, I always want to highlight them. It's refreshing to be able to talk positive, but look, we lost 5 in a row. You know, we're not been good enough. I take the blame for it. Guys have stepped up in Joe and Yu's, you know, absence, and, you know, Manny's down now, and of course, Bogey's been out, and we got to continue to figure out a way to find solutions. And guys step up, and Randy Vasquez stepped up big time. Major was great the other night. It was nice to have a Padre homegrown combination with Campy and Major, you know, the battery of the night over in L.A. And so there's some positives, and, you know, there's a ton of positives. That's why I'm completely confident in this group in the long term. I don't know what else to tell you.
You're a good man. We appreciate it as always. Thank you for your time. Good luck tonight against the Arizona Diamondbacks. We know this is going to turn around sooner rather than later. Appreciate it, Skip.
All right, yeah.
Thanks, Skip.
I'm completely confident in myself.
All right, appreciate you.
Good stuff from manager Mike Shield on our manager's report, brought to you by the San Diego County Credit Union. It's not big bank banking. It is better.